New Orleans Comic Con, costumes and cosplay contests, favorite action figures, over 300 tables of toys, games, comics, art, and more. Everyone gets a free comic book at the door. It's a family-friendly show you don't want to miss. Doors open daily at 10, Saturday, April 30th, Sunday, May 1st, at the Potts Train Center, Kenner. $18 tickets, one-day pass, $25 for a weekend pass. Kids 12 and under get in free. Tickets available now at MightyConShows.com or at the door.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
We are at war. We are at war. We've been at war for some time. What is the saying from I forget it, but I've been trying to say for a very long time that the privatization, the pushes, the changes that occurred in our Constitution around 1947, the Federal Administrative Procedure Act, for one, which is the three great powers are all in the executive branch. But there were much more substantial changes that occurred around World War II and World War I. But World War II changed our Constitution. We used to have the military in the Article I branch of government, the Congress, the legislature, so that it took an act of Congress to declare war, and then Congress controlled the purse strings of war, not the executive branch, where it's a all-out, anytime goes, 24/7 act of war because of nuclear missiles. The way the Constitution was constructed originally was Article 1 contained the branch of army called the Department of War, and the Article 2 branch, the executive branch, contained the Navy, because it was seen or foreseen by our founders and many great men of the time that it is much more difficult for a Navy to control the population than an army. We were not supposed to have a standing army. The nuclear age changed that, of course, or so we say, of course. But Article 1 contained the army, and Article 2 contained the Navy, which was separation of powers. It was consolidated in World War II or thereafter, and the creation of the CIA and the NSA and all of these alphabet agencies that were unconstitutional. This goes to, you know, England, Britain taking over our way of life, our constitution. There's been a number of these very fortuitous changes. The first one came in 1872. Well, actually, the first one came back in the War of 1812, which was the Congress's, well, no, Britain's first attempt, or their chance to Romanize our Constitution. But it was because of the Titles of Nobility Act of 1806 that the War of 1812 was fought. It had the War of 1812 had the Titles of Nobility Act at its heart, which was to forbid and forbade any and all titles of nobility to grant to anyone in the United States any land, property, title, etc., etc., from foreign nobility. It passed, and the War of 1812 was fought to put it down. The reason for this is because the British knew it would be much harder to come back in and take over, as they've done. The Titles of Nobility Act was passed by sufficient states. There's only, you know, since this happened, only, I think, 7 of the 9 needed to pass it, passed it. But it was to be our original 13th Amendment, and it was shut up and shut down by the War of 1812, where the British came in to seize control of the White House and burn it to the ground to destroy the records. It was a repository of the records surrounding the Titles of Nobility Act of 1806, which was to forbid any and all citizens. You could not be a citizen of the United States and collect an emolument or any kind of title, like being knighted. And there's plenty of people that have been knighted. Colin Powell comes to mind. And I've said for a very long time that England is the heart of the current plight of American citizens. That if we understood that it was really the British, it's really the British, it's really the British and the corporation. The corporation is a kingdom. It's a private kingdom. It is not a mom and pop. It is not a business. It is not a company. It is a corporation. It is a private Yeah, we'll go to break here. It is a private kingdom with moats and castles and everything. The Wall family, Walmart, they still do, take their money out of the local economy every single day.
Join me, BJ Rust, for the Something to Say radio show weeknights at 6 p.m. I'll be joined by Mike Henson, and we will discuss sports, music, entertainment, and everything in between. No subjects are off limits, and your calls are welcome. Don't forget to join me on Tuesdays whenever I give you the inside scoop on what's going on in the world of professional wrestling. So join us for the Something to Say radio show weeknights at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. at lunchtime, live on WGSO Radio 990 AM, where we'll talk Pelicans basketball, LSU basketball, and UNO basketball with great guests, great interviews. So join me every Monday, noon to 1 p.m. live, WGSO Radio, for another brand new season in the paint.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
I've been saying for close to 20 years now that it's royal families of Britain. You know, look at what is in the city of London, in the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, the CFRs, which is a British construct, It was made after the Royal Institute for International Affairs was formed in England, London, the Chatham House, and then the Pratt House is the English or the American version. It was created in 1919 and then recreated in 1921 here in the United States to come after and take over and use the corporation to do it the American way. We believe in due process, system of laws, separation of powers, where you have a legislature that makes the laws, a executive branch that enforces the laws, and a judiciary that cleans up the laws thereafter. And we don't have anything even close to that now. The Federal Administrative Procedure Act from 1947 was a law that married all three of the branches together, legislative, executive, and judicial, and has the administrative court, the court, the police commission, the police commission to charge us. They brought a charge against me after I had filed a civil complaint in federal district court. I was there for about a year, year and a half, and they kicked me out. The idiot attorney, he wouldn't listen to me. He filed in state court originally. I had him file the same complaint or similar in federal court against ASM, I think was the first. And then, and that's one of the companies that's owned by Hamburg America Lines, owned by, owned, controlled by APL, or was assimilated into APL, and has been sold via Bush to Singapore, Neptune Orient Lines, and then it was sold to France. Look at what's going on in France. We've had these civil war, 1860 to 1861, 61 to 65. That was brought to us by J.P. Morgan. The Spanish-American War. Before that, 1872, we had the codification of our laws into rules, and it made it that was the start of it all. And then we had a federal administrative the 1900 or thereabouts, 1914, we had the starts of World War One. We had the Spanish-American War just before that. But we had the starts of World War One, but we also had at the very same time, just before the war started, we had the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 to be covered up by the war and then indoctrinate everybody into this new system after the war, and the creation of the Coast Guard, the U.S. Coast Guard, United States Coast Guard, to where it was created as a branch, and it wasn't. It was, you know, just created as a civil service. It was supposed to be a civil service because that's how it started. It started from Merchant Marine, which were private corporations that were then taken over and, you know, federalized. We then had, you know, you can come back to, and I'll come back to it myself, but we had World War II. Again, Germany, England, and you got to understand, this is about kingdoms, vice republics. Our founders stood as steadfastly against the construction of anything, whether it was private kingdom. You know, that's what a corporation is. It's a private kingdom. That's why that they're so highly regulated. Administrative law was to keep in check the companies, but it's such a monster. It's taken over and been used to take rights and liberties and freedoms away from Americans. We had the Cold War and Vietnam and Korea first and then Vietnam, and so many wars in between. Colin Powell, he looked at the Vietnam War. He was brought in as a legislator, or as the not as the as the administrator, to investigate the My Lai massacre and how it happened. He took 2 years and still didn't come up with much of a conclusion. But he delayed his results as pressed by Henry J. Kissinger, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. Another one. If you look at all these people and who've been knighted by their crown, and look at our how Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WTSO 990 a.m. All right. We're going to break. I want to let me throw out the number 504-556-9696. We'll
the
be back.
Exchange with Barbara Hoover Monday evenings at 7 p.m. The place for unadulterated truths, brought to you by a pillar of the New Orleans community. From civil rights to constitutional rights to elder rights to just what's plain right. The Beat Exchange is your local community voice. Tune in to The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Monday evenings at 7 p.m.
Atomic batteries are powerful. Turbines are speed.
Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
May well possess a
if you recognize these clips, I'll tell you, you're in the right spot. Right here at Everything Old is New Again, WGSO 990 AM. Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock, where we talk all things entertainment pop culture. Tune in. You'll love it. Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock, right here at WGSO.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu, and once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror, and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m., right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Here's some news from the legislature. After hundreds of nursing home patients were evacuated to a Tangipahoa Parish warehouse during Hurricane Ida, where many died in terrible conditions, lawmakers are now responding with legislation. Brooke Thorington has more on one of those bills.
Currently, nursing homes are required to submit evacuation plans to the Department of Health, but that's where things stop. Baton Rouge Representative Rick Edmonds' bill gives LDH the ability to approve or deny those plans.
There was a review committee, but LDH did not have the approval of the plan. So it really, everything stopped there.
He says House Bill 291 gives LDH the teeth they need for oversight.
The most important thing is that LDH gets the opportunity with their staff, with their leadership, to be able to approve the process.
The bill passed overwhelmingly. I'm Brooke Thorington.
Hotels in and around Baton Rouge report they're nearly booked up solid for this Saturday night's big Garth Brooks concert in Tiger Stadium. Believe it or not, there are still some tickets available through Ticketmaster. This is news on LRN.
I'm Insurance Commissioner Jim Donlan. If you are still dealing with an insurance claim for damage caused by Hurricane Ida or the 2020 hurricanes, call us at 800-259-5300. You have the right to file supplemental claims for additional repairs or to repair previously undiscovered damage. Our Ida mediation program can help resolve residential disputes of up to $50,000. Visit us at ldi.la.gov or call 800-259-5300 for hurricane claim issues.
Louisiana families and businesses, big and small, depend on the good folks driving the big rigs. From the food we eat to the things we use every day, they're the link in the supply chain that delivers what we need wherever we need it. Thanks, Louisiana truckers, for making life go round. Sponsored by the LMTA Foundation, promoting Louisiana's trucking industry.
Louisiana truckers make life go round in every Louisiana town.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got to go.
All right. fast forward real quick. I'm jumping back and forth in between time, because time is nigh and time is running out. The Large Hadron Collider, we had one being built here in the United States. It was shut down by George Herbert Walker Bush, a known war profiteer who was working, I say he was working with the Nazis, but his father and grandfather, well, his father we know was working with the Nazis, George Herbert Walker Bush, but his grandfather and great-grandfather, Samuel and Prescott Bush, were working for the Nazis. They shut down the Large Hadron Collider that was being built in Texas, I believe. There was... Okay. There were a lot of... Bush, when he shut it down, he gave, you know, one excuse after another. But we shut down, and we would have had the largest Hadron Collider in the world. It was bigger than CERN, three times the size or something like that. But those tunnels now have been turned over to who knows what, that were being built at the time, with hundreds of miles of tunnels already built. One can only imagine that they're being used for and built out to astounding levels of habitation for whatever is to come, so that the people that, you know, are carrying this on, Nazis, they have a place to live. But we shut down the Large Hadron Collider being built in Texas 25 years ago, thanks to President Bush. It could have given us everything we wanted. They're shutting down, attacking the merchant marines from around the world, in shutting down, taking apart, disassembling relatively new ships and taking them offline. Why would they be doing this? I'll go to the caller in a sec. It's difficult to see. It's difficult. Let me go to Cajun Buccaneer real quick. Your call, Cajun.
Hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
That's good. Listen, you know, I agree with you so much on the royal families. You know what? You know, it's not just England. There's royal families in China, AT&T, Disneyland, Walmart, and many others. They pervert our children. They're attacking us. If we buy, sell, or trade, if we buy anything from China, you're aiding and abetting the enemy. If you buy anything from any of the royal families, you're aiding and abetting them. You know, we need to do is boycott them and buy American, hire American, and don't be a traitor. Don't aid and abet the enemies of our nation. And that's exactly what's going on, Eric. You're talking about the one in England and all, and it's a very powerful one, maybe the most powerful one. But I can tell you what, there's royal families everywhere. They're all around us.
Yeah.
But
I point to, because of the Council on Foreign Relations, and they are, they appear to be American, but they don't believe in our Constitution and Bill of Rights. They believe in a kingdom.
A satanic kingdom, too. You know,
yeah.
A prison, a worldwide prison. The whole world being a prison.
Yep. Amen, man. you know, they worship Baphomet. I'm sorry. Baphomet is the god with the goat head that, you know, doing Pilates or whatever with a peace sign up. It doesn't mean peace. And goat head. They got the logo of the white horse with the rider riding the first horse of the four horses of the apocalypse.
Everyone. You know, just don't stop. The Bible says, don't buy, sell, or trade with the enemy. It says to know your enemy. How do you know your enemy unless you study your enemy? Because let me tell you right now, the enemy is listening in all what we're saying, so we should do the same thing to them and not copy what they're doing to us, you know, magnify what they're doing to us and overcome what they're doing to us. Because let me tell you, they study us like we're lab rats. And let me tell you what, some of us are lab rats. All those people out there that take the booster shots and take this shot, take that shot, you're a lab rat. And you're a lab rat for Asana and these other places around here. In fact, you know, I would boycott anybody at all that gives out these shots. I would also boycott going to Disneyland. Don't bring your kids to Disneyland.
Yeah.
You want your little boy to think he's a little
Don't make
girl.
An excuse about it either. Don't say, no, well, you know, the kids want to go and we're just going to go this one time. You know, don't go at all. Don't like what DeSantis did to Disney World. It's about time.
Listen, I've been at Disney World in 1973 and 1975 as a very young man. And I went there both times in my 1966 Dodge Dart that worked my butt off at cutting grass and a snowball stand to buy. And I had a good time. And it wasn't like that. It was not like that at all. It's nowhere near it. They took everything that was good, kind, and turned it to perversion and evil over there at Disneyland. They need to be shut down. They need to be shut down. They want your little girl to believe in
your little boy. Yeah, that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. I think they need to be shut down.
Yeah, and, they need to be just shut down. Nobody go there.
Down.
Shut them down. Let the police
At some point, like the Council on Foreign Relations, well, there's some people that don't know, that didn't know. Well, you know, no, every single one of them needs to be shut down and ostracized, kicked out, run out of this country.
What happened to the original Mickey Mouse and Mighty Mouse, for that matter?
No.
What happened to them? Now we got all kinds of perverted cartoons.
No. It started from the very beginning. Walt Disney helped fund the brown shirts. You know, he knew exactly what he was doing, and they waited. They were very patient, very, very patient in all this.
Well, they brainwashed people. They used TV as a weapon. It's one of the weapons. Most definitely.
I wanted to touch on the British. I bring those up. They're clearly on my radar. The Council on Foreign Relations and whatnot, the Yiddish, and I would say that they all went, and there are those in the British Isles, like our founders that believed in something better, something other than royal families. But there is a Yiddish contingency of these royal families, of these elitists. And then there is a Germanic contingency of these royal families. And I would say there's a Spanish contingency. There's an Italian contingency. I'd say, you know, as we know, there is also an American contingency, let alone a Chinese and Japanese and, you know, so on and so forth.
They're diluting America by invading us. They're diluting America by invading us with these royal family people and all of that. You know, they send them in like crazy. And let me tell you what, they're coming over here and getting credit cards. They're getting bank accounts. They're getting money. You know, they're getting free money. free rental, and it's out of control. It's all over the United States of America, and eventually the whole thing can explode on all of us at the same time. You know, and we got to remember who did this to us. You know, it wasn't Donald Trump. I don't think it was. And it was definitely, you know, Joe Biden was involved with it, with Kamala Harris and the Nazi normal people, the English new Nazi normal people.
They are Nazis. They are Nazis. Hold one sec.
Not the English.
We got a break. Hold on through the break. I want to be very clear. When I say Jewish, I don't mean all Jews. I'm talking about the royal families and those who believe in royalty. That is the difference. That is the difference. We're going to break. We'll be right back. Oh yeah, they don't believe in due process, separation of powers. They believe in the executive branch, and that's it. They don't want a judiciary. They don't want a legislature.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. at lunchtime, live on WGSO Radio 990 AM, where we'll talk Pelicans basketball, LSU basketball, and UNO basketball with great guests, great interviews. So join me every Monday, noon to 1 p.m. live, WGSO Radio, for another brand new season in the paint.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM, WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
All right. Hold on one sec, Patriot. I want to real quick the magnetic training. I'm talking about the Hadron Collider. This is a level of technology that we are missing, that we do not have, that is below the Swiss and French borders. And think of Swiss. Think who is in Switzerland. World Economic Forum, Young Global Leader Program. It's a constitutional monarchy that wants to take over the world. Thousands of magnets and coils of special electric cable wind through the collider. The magnets are responsible for bending, focusing, and squeezing the particles in the best position for a maximum number of collisions. In order to work, the magnets need to be cooled to 1.9 kelvins, a negative 520.3 degrees Fahrenheit, a temperature colder than outer space. Nothing is colder than zero on the Kelvin scale. To chill them, the collider uses 150 tons of liquid helium. This temperature allows the magnets to work with 13,000 amps of electric current. For comparison, a standard 5-millimeter LED usually requires a maximum current of 20 milliamps. So, you got anything to say on that?
Yes, sir. That's some fantastic technology there. And they could have employed it, but Bush sabotaged it, as usual,
yep,
for the Ambush family.
Yeah.
I call them the Ambush family. And you're exactly right. I don't know about all the technology and stuff, but that's exactly what happened right there. And
President Herbert Walker Bush was a Nazi. President George W. Bush was
also...
I know that.
I could see it in his eyes.
No, but you need to start saying it. No, start saying it so people get it and don't excuse it or minimize it. Own it. And do something about it. He changed the law so that he could torture people. He made it legal to torture. The torture memos. Remember that? Bybee I forgot the other one. But Bybee was on the Ninth Circuit.
Wasn't he on the CFR too?
Yeah.
Exactly. Listen, you know what CFR stands for? It's Communist Fascist Republicans. I'm going to say it again. They're Communist Fascist Republicans. They act like a Democrat. They act like a Republican. They act like a Christian. They act like...
And they stand in between. They stand in between. They are a party unto themselves.
There's a bunch of them too, in China and everywhere. You know, I don't think India has, to your knowledge, does India have anything to do with anything of the Nazi, Chi Com, New World Order? Because
they're everywhere. Their logo has Ubique on it, which means omnipresent. They're everywhere.
This is something.
Because they are corporatists. They are fascists. They are...
Yep, corporatist, fascist, Republicans.
Yeah.
And it's true, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely true. And
that's,
they hate the truth.
You know, they want to marry the communo-fascist ideology together.
They want a satanic merger. They don't want, good stuff. They want a satanic merger. They're always working for satanic mergers. All the
time.
This
is going to be so dark that you cannot even believe it unless we turn it around.
Well, listen to me. This is something I want to say to my brothers and sisters. Start buying extra flashlights and food and canned goods. They're blowing up plants and setting plants on fire all along the United States of America. Processing plants. And I'm sure you know about this, huh, Eric? They're setting on fire plants all over the United States of America. You can expect more attacks. They're going to come more and more and more, and attack us. They want to destroy the food supply. They're trying to buy up all the land. You know about that, Eric.
Yeah.
They keep trying to buy up land. Now, if you happen to have even a little piece of land, go start, planting you some food and buy as many canned goods as still is left out there. because they're merging this all together, pushing all these people to our country. They know it's going to come to a crisis. They don't want to try to shut everything down. That's evidence of it right there.
Well, even now, we are operating within the North American Union. It's SPP, the Security Partner, Security Prosperity Partnership.
That's
one reason why Kamala Harris went to the northern or the southern border of Mexico and Guatemala and did not go to the southern border between Mexico and the United States.
Well, you won't see them there. They're not going to go by the true front line. They're going to go, in the opposite direction misdirection. Misdirection is another one of their weapons with TV and everything.
And they lie. They lie. They lie. They lie. They lie.
Do not believe
a word they say. The Council on Foreign Relations.
From what I understand, at least 26 state governors formed, 26 state, Border Patrol Strike Force Alliance of some kind. And I think they're working with Governor Greg Abbott and maybe with Ron DeSantis, but we need more than just 26 states. Why doesn't Louisiana be the 27th state? We're right next to the border.
I like DeSantis because he was a Navy JAG officer and he knows that, they're not supposed to carry on branches of military and
the
Coast Guard is not. Yeah, he knows the truth. I don't like Abbott. I don't like Abbott. He's shown his true colors, I think, early on, where he has waffled back and forth, where he's only, I think, playing it smart for now. But, time will tell.
I would be delighted if Jeff Currier will run for governor so we don't have a Snake Eyes Edwards in the White House anymore. And I sure wish that Ron DeSantis runs for the president of the United States of America. And as much as I want to see Donald Trump do it, he needs to do it, and then maybe ask DeSantis to be his vice president. Because I want to see that happen. I want to see some good stuff happen, not bad stuff. I want to see good stuff happen. I want it to be reversed because it's horrible what's happening here. As a matter of fact, I can tell you right now, so many people are coming here from around the whole world that a certain number of them are going to be terrorists, and they're going to start killing our local police.
Think they've been told to hold off until a certain date, and they're going to let loose.
I know. That's why, if you know a police officer, a military person, help them any way you can. If you got any kind of body armor or bullets you can give to them, give it to them. Unless you want to.
We got to go.
Help them much as possible. And not only that.
We got to go.
Bye-bye.
We got to go. All right.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Hey, all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at Jeff at WGSO.com or call 504-669-6076.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans, the Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz. New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
Looking to make a difference in your community this year? Let New Orleans Habitat help. Volunteering with New Orleans Habitat is easy and satisfying. Help build a house, spruce up a block, or spend an afternoon selling gently used furniture, appliances, and more in our two restore locations. Research shows that when you volunteer, it increases your happiness. So come on, get happy and volunteer with New Orleans Habitat. Visit habitat-nola.org to learn more.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, tune-in radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.